going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, I got some great responses coming through Twitter. This is amazing. I love it. Some of you have amazing jerseys. I'm going to read these, all right? The reason why we even talked about this is because Anthony Sprague, the Bison's GM, was on with me here a little while ago. I am down at Salem Field here today, downtown Buffalo. Sal Capaccio with you, WGR Sports Radio 550, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and it's Micah Hyde Charity Softball Game Press Conference Day. So Micah's going to be here at some point a little while. I'm hoping Micah shows up while I'm on the air here that we can have him on, but if not, that's fine. And while we were talking with Anthony Sprague, he said, tomorrow night here at the stadium is obscure jersey night, obscure jersey. And he said every year they have this promotion and they have some more, the most obscure jerseys they could find, and you win prizes. So I said to you, tweet me at Sal Sports what obscure jerseys you have. Some of you have actually included pictures. Some haven't, which is fine. So let's get connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. You can also call 803-0550. Maybe you're not on Twitter, /X, whatever. You want to call? You want to tell me what obscure jerseys you have? You can do that as well. Because I think these are super cool. All right, so Josh, we got Marv who tweets in. He has a collection of Sarazo Osaka jerseys because he lived in Osaka and is a huge fan of Japanese soccer.
I like that. Soccer jerseys are fun.
Yeah, we have, okay, Brandon says, I apologize for not being able to say this name correctly. Guillaume Latendrisse, a Canadian, oh, okay, there it is, a Montreal Canadiens jersey. He was the first number 84 in the NHL back in 2007, and he has it.
The first ever number 84?
That's what he says. Whoa. Which makes sense.
How 2007?
Back then, you didn't get a lot of those number 84 in 2007. Does that make sense? I guess it could be.
That's a long time to never have an 84.
We're going to hold Brandon to that.
Yeah.
He says it.
That's fair.
Okay. Eric says, I have a Baltimore Ravens Deion Sanders, an Atlanta Braves Deion Sanders, and the most obscure one he owns is a Miami Dolphins Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Did you know, Josh, there was a guy for the Miami Dolphins, a running back named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No, that's incredible.
Yes.
What?
he changed his name because of his religion, and he changed his name. He wasn't Kareem Abdul-Jabbar until I think he got to the Dolphins. I have to remember what his name was with UCLA. You can look it up. But he actually went to UCLA, just like the other Kareem Abdul-Jabbar went to UCLA. Will, how about this? He has pictures. He has a Max Afinogenoff Team Russia jersey. That's super cool.
That's an awesome jersey. I mean, Team Russia Max Afinogenoff is crazy.
Jack says he has a Rasmus Ristolainen Team Finland jersey, JJ Paterka Germany jersey, a Creamsicle Mike All-Star Buccaneers, orange Rudy Johnson Bengals jersey, Tim Wakefield Pirates away gray, and a Don Cherry Rochester Amex jersey. I'm voting Jack as the. I'm guessing Jack is a jersey collector.
Did you
say
don't
have
Don
those
Cherry?
Unless you actually. Yes, that's what he said.
Wow. That's impressive.
I know. How about you? What do you got? Anything?
It's funny. You brought this up, and I was thinking about a few of the different ones I've got. I've got my favorite team in England is Everton for soccer, and I have a Gylfi Sigurdsson jersey. He's an Icelandic soccer player. If you know the story behind Iceland's soccer team, you can go through their population. Since the population of Iceland is so small, you can go through their census and literally pick out every single one of the soccer players. Even though they don't have their profession listed, you can break down their population all the way down to the 22 guys on the Iceland soccer team. It's incredible. The story there is just awesome. Some other ones I have a Joe Pavelski World Cup of Hockey jersey from 2016, which is like one of my favorites just because I really like Joe Pavelski and those jerseys are awesome.
Right.
But my most obscure, there's a soccer team in England called Walton Hersham FC. They're in the 7th division of the English football pyramid. So the Premier League is the top. This team, I discovered back during COVID on TikTok. They were in the lowest level possible in England. And for the past 4 years, past 3 years, I should say, they've got back-to-back-to-back promotions. And they're currently in place to potentially get promoted again if they win their playoff games. So
wow.
There's no one on the back of that one because it's just a blank jersey. But those are some of my favorites. And that one specifically, I think, is my most obscure because whenever I bring that team up, unless you've seen them on TikTok, they went viral because the guys that own the team are like my age. Like there was like six guys that bought the team for $1 back in 2020. And they've gotten this team built up to what it is now where they have this huge social media platform and they have all of these fans all over the world. And you know, it's really cool. It's just an awesome, you know, team building story. So hopefully one day they'll be in the Premier League and everyone will know who they are. And I can say, hey, I was a fan, you know, 20 years ago or however long it'll take. But, you know, that I think is my favorite.
I love it. That's some really good stuff. You heard what I said earlier. I'm not a big jersey guy. I still own a Thomas Vanek slug. Okay. Oof.
That's a great jersey. I wish I had
right?
one of those.
So I think, is that a good jersey?
The slug,
that's cool, right?
The slug is a great jersey. It just followed up the best jersey of all time, which is the goat head. I mean, if you didn't follow the goat head with the slug, I think it would have been widely accepted, personally.
Let me ask these guys. Let me ask John and Anthony. I have a Thomas Vanek slug jersey. Is that a good jersey? It's the slug. Thomas Vanek. Yeah. Yeah? Because I know. It's not that unique, but the slug is, right? I know. John's here from 26 Shirts. He's taking part in helping out with the jerseys for the softball game. So we say thanks to him as well. I have that. And I used to own a Curtis Brown goat head, though. That was one I loved. I loved Curtis Brown. Number 36. He was 37. He was one of my favorite Sabres ever. Curtis Brown, the goat head. Remember him playing back in the day? Is that a little bit for you, though?
I do.
Josh?
I remember seeing highlights of him, but I don't ever remember like in-game action. Maybe it's probably just when I'm older watching highlights, you know, but I do know of him. So
here we go. Todd tweets in, I love this because Anthony and I were talking about it. Todd says he has a 1987 Maine Mariners Bruce Shoebottom jersey. He has a Maine Mariners Bruce Shoebottom jersey. Anthony's listening. Todd, here you go, Todd. Since you're listening right now, we're gonna give you Bison's tickets, right? We're gonna give Todd Bison's tickets. Anthony said randomly find someone who's got a great one. Here you go. You got that? All right. So we got Todd here. I want Todd Mariani. I'm gonna tag the Bisons on this tweet. That way you get them, okay? And then you can DM them. So Todd, thank you very much. Anthony Sprague, the Bisons GM, just heard that, and he knows exactly what you mean. His dad was a hockey fights guy who grew up in watching the Bruins, and Bruce Shoebottom was a hockey fights guy. So Todd, you're gonna get some Bisons tickets courtesy of Anthony Sprague. What's that? And that's where his dad grew up. So there you go. Todd, great job. I love that. See, look at that, Josh. We're giving away stuff. All right? I love that.
Bruce
just
Shoebottom
for obscure jerseys.
That's just an all-time name. I found
it is an amazing name to put on any jersey.
I just found a great
Whether you knew about him or not, right?
Yeah, I just found a great tidbit about Bruce Shoebottom, actually. He scored his first and only NHL playoff goal against the Sabres, and fans responded by throwing shoes on the ice.
I love that. Yes,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Probably remember that. I mean, they played the Sabres and Bruins played some amazing series in the 80s where all it was fights. And there was one time, and you can go find this on YouTube as well. I don't know. I think it might have been 87 or 88. The Bruins players were getting over the glass and trying to fight with Sabres fans. That happened. Okay. That's how crazy it was back in that time for these fights. And Bruce Shoebottom used to fight Kevin Maguire all the time. Like every game these guys would fight, they'd go at it. They had these great battles. And then you had a couple other guys for the Bruins, and I can't remember, I'm sure a name will come to me. And you had another Mike Hartman maybe for the Sabres was a fighter during that series. But some of these fighters are in jerseys are really awesome. All right, Chris says he also has a Curtis Brown red butter knives jersey. I like that. Angelo, Taquio Spikes 2004 Pro Bowl jersey. This is great. I have a San Antonio Gunslinger jersey from the CFL, says Lou Rossi. Ryan's got a couple of really interesting Josh Allen jerseys. One has the one upside down, and I think this is because it's, it's a Sabres and Bills kind of together, which is really interesting. Thank you very much for all these tweets. I love it. Who is this? Super Bowl champions t-shirt from the fourth appearance. Oh, yeah. The Bills didn't win it, obviously, but those were made just in case, says Jeff. That's not a jersey. That's a shirt. I love it. We can go to the phone lines as well. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump on and give me your most obscure jersey that you've ever known. Why are we doing it? Because the Bisons are having an obscure jersey night on Friday. Yes, I know the draft is tomorrow, but this is fun. Anthony Sprague was just on a little while ago. We're down here from Micah Hyde's press conference. Let's go to, who is this on the line? Joe. Let's go to Joe, who's up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point. Joe, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Sal, great show. I love it. I used to be the principal at Akron High School for many years.
Okay.
And we played the Sabres alumni in basketball. And, of course, Rob was a chief cook in the whole game. But I had a Ty Domi jersey that I got from Scott McManigal. And after we played the alumni, I asked Rob, would you sign this? And he signed it. I kicked Domi's butt, Rob Ray.
And I love that.
I still have it. It's got to be worth a few bucks because I can't imagine there's anyone like it around. So great piece of Sabres history with Ray and Domi and just the
Have you ever seen Rob after that to let him know about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in fact, we spent a few hours at the local watering hole after that game. So Rick Martin was their coach, you know, God rest his soul. But
yeah,
we've talked about it. And, you know, Rob is just, there's no one like him.
No, that's right.
Charity work.
Joe, thank you for sharing. Thanks for your service to education as well, buddy. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. You take care.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I know how that can be, you know, in giving back like that. It means a lot. Tim, you're up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What's up, Tim?
Hi, guys. How we doing?
Good. What do you got for me?
I have a 1991 Pat Falloon San Jose Sharks, the white San Jose Sharks jersey. Pat Falloon was drafted at Memorial Auditorium, number 2 overall, which was San Jose's first ever draft pick, and number 1 that year was the most controversial pick probably ever with Eric Lindros to the Nordiques.
And then he ultimately gets traded to the Flyers. And what's that?
For Peter Forsberg.
Yep. And it was yeah. You're right though. That was a really interesting draft, and you're right, it was right here in Buffalo. I remember that. Man, good memory, good stuff. Is that why you got the Falloon jersey? Because it was here in Buffalo?
No, just my brother and I were huge hockey guys. We followed him. He had huge junior numbers, was supposed to be, you know, all world and everything, but for Lindros being number 1, he never really panned out. But we still have the jersey in my dad's house. We've moved out. It's at my dad's house, still in the closet. We laugh about it all the time. And back in the early 90s, if you had a jersey, yeah, I mean, it wasn't like they are now where you can buy them cheap and get them anywhere. I mean, it was a huge deal for us to have a jersey like that.
No doubt. I totally get it. The first jersey I ever owned. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the phone call, Tim. First jersey I ever owned was not like an authentic. We just kind of had to piece it together because I was young and, you know, didn't have money to go out and buy jerseys that were costing a lot of money. Josh, I was a Paul Sear fan, number 18 of the Sabres. I always joke with Danny Gare that, you know, they let Paul Sear wear his number, even though they retired his number, Danny Gare. But Paul Sear was my favorite Sabre in the mid-80s. He's since passed away, but I wore it. And it was not an authentic one. It's just one of those ones you could tell that they just printed the name on, or, you know, they just kind of ironed it on, I guess. That's how you want to say it, right? It wasn't threaded.
Oh, I had a Chris Drury jersey like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No doubt. We're having fun today down here at Salem Field. Good stuff. What's your most obscure jersey you own? We already gave away some Bison's tickets because we had a guy say the Bruce Shoebottom jersey. And that's exactly Anthony Sprague's wheelhouse. I love it. Tim comes aboard with a great one replica. Oh, man, this is beautiful. Wayne Gretzky's Brantford youth jersey. Man. A Marty Biron 00. I get this from Jack. Jack's our jersey guy. What is this? Saw this after a Sabres game last week. Waiting since 70. It says 70 and it says waiting since as the name. I love that, obviously, for the Stanley Cup, no doubt about it. Pavel Bure, number 10. Where is this one from?
Pavel Bure is great. Is it the white
It's not a Canucks jersey. What is this? It's a red one. I'm gonna have to see where this came from here. I'll take a look. All right. Tweet me at Sal Sports. You got any of this? We're going to take a timeout here. We're having fun today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Yes, it is NFL Draft Week. We got the coverage for you all day, tomorrow, everything. We got more stuff for you tomorrow, obviously, leading into the draft, night number 1. In the meantime, Micah Hyde, former Bills safety, is going to be having his softball game here at Salem Field a week from Sunday. He's got his press conference and media availability today. So we're here for that today at Salem Field in downtown Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.